the CLA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope was launched by rocket early Saturday from South America's northeastern coast, opening a new era of space exploration. The instrument was built to peer into the farthest yet into the cosmos. The powerful $9 billion infrared telescope was carried aloft inside the cargo bay on an Ariane rocket that blasted off at about 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from the European Space Agency's launch base in French Guiana. The telescope is being hailed by NASA as the premier space science observatory of the next decade. Commercial airlines around the world canceled more than 4,500 flights over the Christmas weekend as a mounting wave of COVID-19 infections driven by the Omicron variant created greater uncertainty for holiday travelers. Airline carriers globally scrapped at least 2,400 flights on Friday, or Christmas Eve, which is typically a heavy day for air travel. This according to a running tally on the flight tracking website FlightAware.com. Nearly 10,000 more flights were delayed. Pope Francis, in his Christmas message on Saturday, decried increasing polarization in both personal and international relationships, saying only dialogue can resolve conflicts ranging from family feuds to threats of war. In his Urbi et Orbi, or To the City of the World message, he called on individuals and world leaders to talk to each other rather than dig in their heels. And at least 16 people died when their boat overturned off the Greek island of Paros in the central Aegean Sea on Friday. This is VOA News. More than 10,000 Russian troops have been returning to their permanent bases after months-long drills near Ukraine. Interfax News Agency reported on Saturday, citing the Russian military. Interfax said the drills were held in several regions near Ukraine, including in Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, as well as in the southern Russian regions of Rostov and Kuban. Opponents of military rule in Sudan on Saturday planned their 10th major demonstration since an October 25th coup, as internet services were disrupted in the capital, Khartoum, and soldiers blocked roads. This is according to two Reuters witnesses who also said locals were unable to make or receive calls domestically. Kenya will offer COVID-19 booster shots to individuals 6 months after their initial shots. The health ministry said in a document published on Saturday. The news came a day after the country logged its highest rate of positive COVID-19 tests. Kenya last month said it would demand proof of vaccination to access public spaces and transport from December 21st. Kenya nevertheless has a low vaccination rate, with just over 14% of Kenyan adults having been fully vaccinated. More than 30 people, including women and children, were killed and their bodies burnt in Myanmar's conflict-torn Kaya state on Friday, according to a local resident, media reports, and a local human rights group. Kareni Human Rights Group said they found the burnt bodies of internally displaced people, including elders, women, and children, killed by the military that rules Myanmar, near Moso village of Hapruso town on Saturday. State media reported the military is saying that the dead were combatants of the government. Lebanon's top Christian cleric, Bichara Boutros al-Rai, stressed the importance of the country holding legislative elections next year as he delivered his Christian sermon on Saturday. Al-Rai also called for the government to convene, saying that failing to do so sets a precedent that may hinder the function of future governments. The Biden administration will lift travel restrictions on 8 southern African countries imposed last month over concerns about the fast-spreading COVID-19 Omicron variant. That's what a senior administration official told Reuters. Foreign nationals who are barred from the U.S. because they have been in one of the 8 countries within the prior 14 days will again be allowed on U.S.-bound flights beginning Christmas Eve. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.